Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer, doing it all here on the DIY for you. And this is the last week of January. Isn't it wonderful that the most amazing thing on the internet this week has been Bernie Sanders' coat and mittens? How does somebody upstage Lady Gaga's outfit? Well, I guess without even trying. I even went and bought my old man, Travis, a coat just like his. It's olive green. Oh, God, don't you hate those people? Like, I have a purse just like that, but mine's pink with fringes. This is the same style. It's just an olive green instead of like a deeper hunter green, and he loves it. I gave it to him. His birthday is next month, and it's just been cold, so I thought, why not? He's loving it. So let's get back to what we were all really here. Obviously, I'm in a good mood, and hopefully all of you are as well. And we're looking at the First Lady of Songbooks, and this is our Jazz Day 2019 Part 2 archival program featuring the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. And this is a slightly edited version of the program I ran almost 2 years ago for International Jazz Day. This is the second of two parts featuring what many consider the greatest jazz vocal albums of all time by an artist considered one of the immortals. For what was my fourth annual UNESCO International Jazz Day program, I saluted the First Lady of Song, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. These albums were part of several firsts. First woman to win a Grammy Award, in fact, as an aside, because academia is all about parentheticals, Ella Fitzgerald won more Grammy Awards in the 1950s than anyone else. Go, girl. First black artist to win multiple Grammy Awards, and first album ever to be released on Verve Records. But awards and firsts are only part of the story. If you only knew Ella Fitzgerald from these recordings out of the scores of albums and singles she recorded over her lifetime, which stretched from 1935 until 1989, you could not do much better. Norman Granz, a music producer, artist manager, and the founder of Jazz at the Philharmonic Concert Series, fought hard for his clients, of which Fitzgerald was one. He ensured that she received equal billing and equal pay among her male and white counterparts. He also ensured that his concerts were performed in non-segregated venues, which were not common in the late 40s and early 50s. After years of dealing with record companies, feeling he wasn't getting the best deal he could or enough creative control, he formed his own, Verve, and Fitzgerald's Cole Porter Songbook album was the label's first release. The music, with the exception of one release, is part of what is known as the Great American Songbook. These recordings are a testament to the power and versatility of jazz music and what it can achieve, as many of the compositions in this program today were written by white or Jewish men and were originally pop songs, film soundtrack cuts, or Broadway show tunes. By the time of the first songbook release, Fitzgerald had already been performing for over two decades, not uncommon for jazz musician, but incredibly uncommon for a singer of pop songs. After the Cole Porter release, Fitzgerald would always receive top billing and always draw large crowds at live performances. It would be followed by six other similar releases, with her also recording a wide variety of other material, including contemporary songs as well, even recording tracks by the Beatles. Sadly, when her contract with Verve ended, the label's new parent company, Polygram, chose not to renew her contract. She did record briefly for Capitol and Reprise, only to land at Pablo, yet another label founded by Granz, for which Fitzgerald recorded for the remainder of her career. In lesser hands, it could have been a total disaster. These recordings are a testament to the gifts of our featured artist, who was truly a masterclass all her own. As an added bonus, one more selection into the songbook series, Ella Abraca Jobim, was recorded in 1981 on Pablo. This release, interestingly enough, was Fitzgerald's only bossa nova material in her very long career. This is a slightly edited version of those programs in 2019. Instead of three different tracks from each of the releases, there are two apiece due to time constraints. However, special to this version, because you're here, is a track that was not a part of those programs, which is our grand finale. For those of you who wish to hear the original broadcast, please visit my design website at aospdx.com. That's aospdx.com, and find it under the podcast tab. And if you're wondering why this week's program doesn't spotlight the Duke Ellington songbook, it's because I spotlighted that release last week, show 102. Find it on the blogcast page here on the website, acespadespdx.com, or on Apple or Google Podcasts. And let's not waste any time because I know you're all ready for this. Our first two songs will be from the Rodgers and Hart songbook, and the first one from 1956 is The Lady is a Tramp, and we'll see you at about the half hour mark.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cat. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, it's old. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the the circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. What can you do? can count on is the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, old girl. Roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the marshal's swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, to be done. There's a war to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, yea, a bow. Come along, let's go. Stop wasting. wasting time. Put on your dancing shoes. Watch your spirits climb. Shall we dance or keep on? Growing older, don't you be and also red. You'd better dance, little lady, dance, little man. Dance whenever you can. poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill. Divine, what but rapturously. Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean.
The stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. No. It's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up. Tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day. Ever since this world looking for the man that got away. Let up the livelong night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one-man woman as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky, hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to our very special, like the real special, recap of our 2019 Jazz Day programs featuring the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, with the audio educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, and I'm still your host and all around monkey bear daddy, Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. Let's recap what we've heard. This is a very full program. Yes, it's something like 18 songs or something like that. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Kicked it all off from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. The Lady's a Tramp, of course. The best known version of that is by old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra from 56. Also from 56 from the same album, Little Girl Blue, which has been covered numerous times, notably by Nina Simone and Janis Joplin. Strike Up the Band from 1959, the George and Ira Gershwin songbook, one of several songs here that was also famously recorded by Judy Garland. Shall We Dance from the same album follows that, also from 59. And from the Cole Porter songbook, the album that launched it all. Yes. And set a standard so incredibly high that I don't think anyone's really, really even topped it. I don't think even Ella, you just can't, because you got the most fantastic, one of the most fantastic songwriters in history by singing the songs by one of the most awesome women in history. And quick story. As the legend goes, when Norman Granz, the producer, went to see Cole Porter in New York, he had a hotel room, I think at the Waldorf or something of that nature, played the record for him. The response that Cole Porter gave was, "My, what lovely diction that girl has." I have no idea what that means. We heard Love for Sale and Begin the Begin. And the last two songs we heard, The Man That Got Away from 1961's The Harold Arnold Songbook, and It's Only a Paper Wound, also from 61 from the same album. The Man That Got Away, of course, is famously was famously in the second version of A Star Is Born, starring Judy Garland from 1954, one of the saddest songs, one of her signature songs as well, and Ella does an incredible job on it here. And It's Only a Paper Moon, the song we just heard, was most famously covered by Nat King Cole. Yes, they don't call them standards for, just because, right? Yeah, people will just refer to these and just sing them, and if you have to be good. I mean, you really have to, because they've been done so well. If you're not on your A game, it's obvious. And we're going to be kicking off a second part of our program. This is the song that was featured in the video promos that I do for the program, and I just love this song. It just makes me just so damn happy, all right? And I'm just feeling this good right now. 2021 has got to be better than... it just, so far, so good. The first part of the month kind of went a little cray-cray. Okay, a lot cray-cray. Things are really starting to kick into gear now. From 1964 is the Johnny Mercer songbook, This Is Something's Gotta Give, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
As you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours forms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store, from their vast mysterious sky. Heavenly star-spangled night, we'll find out as sure as we live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. With all of our might, chance
won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading a moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me? But my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
there. This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the scale I know, and at the end I've come to nothing, or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note as I come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants to hold show, re mi fa sol la ti do, he will find himself with no show. Better play the note you know. Do 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 do
da 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 da. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. she her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can. Certainly can.
Keep that breathless charm. Jackson sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. Chimney smoking, the roof is leaking in, but he don't seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin.
And welcome back, everyone, as we come to the home stretch here on the second part of our 2019 Jazz Day archival program featuring the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, singing her songbook series. Yes, all good things must come to an end. What a wonderful, wonderful trip this is. If you only owned a group of jazz vocal albums and they were these, you really couldn't do much better, honestly, because Ella was really all that. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program before we get into our grand finale. Yes, the one that is special to this program that was not featured in the original broadcast. Kicked it all off with Something's Gotta Give from 1964 from the Johnny Mercer songbook. Also from the same year, an album, Skylark. Yes, one of the most covered jazz songs in history. Following that, The Boy from Ipanema. Originally, The Girl from Ipanema from 1981, as the next song is One No Samba from Ella Abraca Jobim. And that is in reference to Antonio Carlos Jobim, which is, he's from Brazil, which is, of course, it can't be part of the Great American Songbooks, but still part of a songbook series. The only bossa nova tracks that Ella Fitzgerald had ever recorded and featuring on this album, and there was a slew of albums that she did in In the late 70s and early 80s with Pablo, featuring the fantastic guitarist Joe Sample. Additionally, if you have an opportunity, there's another album that she did with Count Basie, also on Pablo, called The Perfect Match, with him at recorded live at Montreux. My God, of all her late period albums, this one is an absolute smoker. Worth your time. Check it out on the Spotify's or the YouTubes or however you're looking for these things. And something I did forget to mention earlier in the show, because when I was playing this back originally for some fans, they asked in the song The Ladies of the Tramp, who's Noel Cadd? Because they went and looked it up, which makes me heart. And I'm like, well, because there is no Noel Cadd. It's actually Noel Coward. And so they looked that up and they're like, oh my God, there's like truckloads of information on him. Yes, because he was a very prolific and successful playwright, actor, and director. Yes, Broadway and theater would not be the same without him here in the United States. All right, after that, we featured Blue Skies from 1958 from the Irving Berlin Songbook. And for those of our Star Trekker fans, Star Trekkies, Trekkies, right? See, I know some things. For our Trekkies out there, yes, this was featured in the Star Trek film, sung by Brent Spiner, yes. Because reasons, yes. It's a wonderful, wonderful version of it as well. Very heartfelt. And a song that is very, very personal to me. The next one, believe it or not, it's a charming little number from 1958, also from the Irving Berlin Songbook. My late friend, my very close friend, Mr. Oregon State Leather 2005, Jeff Landis, sang this all the time. I have no idea, just to cheer me up, I gather. But every time I hear it, I'm reminded of him and just his goofy little smile. And he'd do this little dance, and it was just always put me in a good mood. And I'm really all about a good mood today. And the last two songs we heard were from the Jerome Kern songbook, The Way You Look Tonight and Can't Help Loving Dat Man, both from 1963. Yes, and Can't Help Loving Dat Man... was originally from Showboat, all the way back in 1927, and was featured in a film. For some reason, MGM decided to put out this film called Till the Clouds Roll By. It was sort of a biography of Jerome Kern. Nobody understood why the studio felt they needed to do this, because the performances, if that's all you watch it for, are all outstanding and feature Van Heflin, Lena Horne singing this song, Judy Garland, June Allison, Angela Lansbury, yes, and Frank Sinatra, Van Johnson, and many others, yes. And it is in the public domain, so finding it should not be a problem. And our last track today dates back to 1941, and it was originally not sung by a woman, but by a man. It's an incredibly different song when it is sung by a woman and the gender is changed. I mean, it's literally night and day. And it was originally sung in the film Blues in the Night by William Gillespie. And this is kind of, pulling two of the songbook things together. Yes, it originally did appear on the Harold Arlen songbook, who was a lyricist. was a music composer. And the lyrics are by Johnny Mercer. And yes, because that's just the way things work, right? So we're kind of giving you a two-shot here in this last one. And, you know, we were talking about Judy Garland here, you know, and I am that gay, all right? I am that old school, old queer gay, right? Let me tell you, don't even get me started on the Judy, right? We're going to eventually do a show about the, and we're going to go the full Garland, and it's going to be a little frightening. Just hold on tight, children. But I have to say, when I hear this song by this performer, by Ella, it may outdo Judy. Oh my God. It just, old queens everywhere just collapsed, right? Somebody get out the smelling salts, or maybe just the poppers. Anyway, no, I know nothing about that. Right? It is what it is, kids. We all have our little histories. Anyway, my God, are the children listening to this? And I have to say this about this song and this performance of it. Even the Statue of Liberty could not hold this torch. Seriously. And next week's show, we're going to be featuring more women of color singing. Yes, this is a common theme as part of a series. Yes, because again, I'm that gay. Is it a cliche if it's true? Well, you know, that depends on your perspective, I gather. And next week, we're going to be looking at something brand new. So these albums, these performances in Ella were very indicative and historic of a particular time and place. And whether or not you realize it, there's an amazing piece of music history going on right now. And it is incredible and stellar. And we're going to be featuring tracks from three of the hottest new women in hip hop, Saweetie, Megan Thee Stallion, and Cardi B. And you don't even realize it yet, but you're going to find out why. Anyway, because this is an educational and historical program. Yes, I stretch that a little bit. Okay, I stretch it a lot. Just work with me here, kids. But if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letter, dedications, requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. From 1961, Ella Fitzgerald with Blues in the Night.
Told me when I was in pigtails, my mama told me a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blow. Mama told me, a hooey to hooey, oh clickety clacks and echoing back the blues in a night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows
moon'll hide its light when you get the blues, blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird'll sing the saddest kind of song. Some things.